Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is July 13th, 2026. The weekend was not packed with one giant frontier model launch, but there is a clear and useful theme. AI agents are being pulled into production engineering systems. First up, Anthropic and USD. Anthropic says USD is bringing Claude into what it calls physical AI, the engineering environments behind chips, cars, connected devices, factories, telecom, embedded systems, and IoT. USD is also training 20,000 engineers, architects, consultants, and specialists on Claude worldwide. Why does that matter? Because this is not just another chatbot rollout. The target workflows include design verification, validation, factory operations, servicing, and case handling. In those environments, catching a flaw early can save a production run, a recall, or weeks of downstream debugging. Mistral is moving in the same physical AI direction from the robotics side. Its Robostral Navigate model is an 8 billion parameter navigation model that uses a single RGB camera. No LiDAR, no depth sensor stack, no multi-camera rig. Mistral reports strong results on unseen navigation benchmarks, and the practical point is deployment cost. Simpler sensing can make robot pilots easier to justify and easier to maintain. Google had two important builder signals. Alpha Evolve is now generally available on Google Cloud as a Gemini-built optimization and discovery agent. That tells us optimization agents are becoming cloud products, not just research DMOS. Google's Gemini Interactions API is also worth watching. It supports server-side conversation state, observable execution steps, background execution for long-running tasks, and better cache reuse across multi-turn conversations. That is loop engineering in product form, fewer repeated tokens, more visible execution, and less custom state management. On the developer tooling front, GitHub added AI prompt injection detection to CodeQL. This is a small changelog item with a big message. AI security risks are entering normal static analysis workflows. GitHub also published a useful lesson from Copilot Code Review. More tools did not automatically make the agent better. In fact, the workflow had to be reshaped around the right pull request evidence. The takeaway is simple. An agent loop needs constraints, not just capabilities. Mistral also introduced version control for prompts and skills in Studio. That means prompts and skills can be versioned, owned, and traced. This is exactly how production AI needs to mature. Prompts are not sticky notes anymore. They carry business logic, policy, tone, and user-facing behavior. In infrastructure, AWS published a cluster of practical guides. Semantic layers for agentic AI with Bedrock Agent Core, case management for agentic workflows, quantized model deployment with Unsloth, and disaggregated perfil and decode on SageMaker HyperPod. The shared message is that agents need data governance, case state, inference scheduling, customization, and observability before they can do real business work. One more open source note. Mistral's Leanstral 1.5 is an Apache 2.0 model for Lean 4 proof engineering. Mistral says it solves 587 out of 672 Putnam bench problems and found 5 previously unknown bugs across 57 tested repositories. For engineers, that is a sign that open models are pushing deeper into verification and formal methods. Trend scan limitation for today. Public X pages loaded only a JavaScript shell, Knitter returned blank content, and Reddit endpoints were blocked. So today's issue does not pretend to have a clean social signal. The analysis is based on primary sources, official feeds, Google News RSS, and a light GitHub activity scan. Quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the most important adoption signal in Anthropic's USD partnership? A. Claude is being used only for consumer chat. B. USD plans to train 20,000 employees and embed Claude into engineering and production workflows. C. Anthropic released a new image model. D. USD stopped using AI in manufacturing. The answer is B. The key point is operational adoption. Claude is being inserted into physical product engineering environments, not just offered as a generic assistant. Question 2. Why is Google's Gemini Interactions API relevant to token cost reduction? A. It removes all context from conversations. B. It supports optional server-side state that can improve cache reuse across multi-turn conversations. C. It only runs models on user laptops. D. It disables background tasks. The answer is B. Server-side state can preserve context more efficiently and increase cache hit rates, which means less repeated token work. Question 3. What security capability did GitHub add in CodeQL 2.26.0? A. AI prompt injection detection. B. Automatic GPU provisioning. C. A new robotic simulator. D. Browser-based video generation. The answer is A. Prompt injection detection. Entering CodeQL shows that AI-specific risks are becoming part of normal static analysis. Question 4. What makes Mistral's Robostral Navigate practically interesting for robotics deployment? A. It requires LiDAR and multiple depth cameras. B. It uses a single RGB camera and reports strong unseen environment navigation results. C. It is only a cloud billing tool. D. It replaces all robot sensors with text prompts. The answer is B. Single camera navigation can reduce hardware and integration costs, which are major barriers to real robot deployments. Question 5. What is Mistral Studio's new prompt and skills feature mainly trying to solve? A. Unmanaged prompts with no versioning, ownership, or traceability. B. A shortage of image filters. C. Slow keyboard shortcuts in IDEs. D. The need to remove audit logs from AI systems. The answer is A. Mistral is treating prompts and skills as production assets, with release discipline, auditability, and rollback paths. Closing takeaway: production AI is getting less magical and more operational. The winners will be teams that engineer the loop: state, tools, prompts, data access, security, and cost, with the same discipline they already apply to software systems.